WMKV 89.3 FM, with permission of WMUB-FM, Miami University Broadcasting, is proud to present the following hour-long historic documentary on one of the greatest legends of jazz, Vic Spiderbeck.
This is Vix, a biographical series made possible through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and produced by Miami University Radio.
By 1930, the cornetist Vic Spiderbeck had turned most of his attention to composing music for the piano. Vic's first published composition was In a Mist. The music you're about to hear is a montage of six recordings of this tune, each done by a different artist. Vic himself begins In a Mist on the piano. The tune is taken up by Bunny Berrigan and his men. Jimmy and Marion McPartland add their version. Ralph Sutton on the piano. The Thomas Talbert Orchestra featuring Joe Wilder on trumpet. The unmistakable interpretation of Harry James. And Vic Spiderbeck presents his spread chord ending. Back during the winter of 1929, Les Swanson remembered playing In a Mist. He heard Bix play the tune in a style different from his recording of it.
Well, when the first night I went up to his house, he wasn't quite ready yet. He was going up and down the steps a couple times, and he said, play something. I said, well, I'll play In a Mist. So I played it on the piano, and just about time I finished, he came down and very politely said, "Very good." I don't know if that's what he thought, but I said, "Let's hear you play it." So he graciously sat down at the piano and played it, and it didn't sound like the same piece at all. And in fact, one thing I noticed, it sounded quite a bit different from his original recording. And I think he had put in a few new things and was playing it a little differently than he did when he recorded it probably 2 or 3 years before that. He played a lot of spread chords where you wouldn't find the same notes in both hands. And he used a lot of ninths and inverted ninths. And there were things in there you never had appeared in anything before. And it was all original. I know definitely he didn't copy anybody else's style and convert it into his own.
In New York in 1930, Bix was hard at work with arranger Bill Challis on new songs for the piano. Candlelights followed In a Mist. Mr. Challis comments on the value of this piece of music.
And then Candlelights comes out, I see here, in 1930. And then Flashes came in 1931 and so did In the Dark. It was after he was out of the band. And we wanted to do more. He wanted to do more. At the time, he did Flashes and In the Dark. I don't think he was doing much of anything. He was having a little tough time around New York, but he had all the interest in the world in it. Yes, Candlelights. He had a lot of ideas in that. And his interest in the whole tone scale comes out quite a bit there. His music and his harmony was pretty simple, pretty modal. They didn't particularly entail chords as they are today. They were much simpler, much more pianistic, you know.
Ralph Sutton recorded 4 of Beiderbecke's piano compositions. He gives his reasons for undertaking the series.
Jack Teagarden got me interested in these numbers, and I picked the music up at Robin's Music Company in here in New York, and I recorded the 4 numbers on Commodore label, and I think it was 1948. The music, it's such beautiful music, and I fell in love with them immediately, you know. They were arranged by Bill Challis, used to arrange for Paul Whiteman's orchestra, and When Jack sent me over for the music and I started practicing these tunes, I fell in love immediately, and that's all I can say about them. I still love them very much. I can play them any time, and the love is still there.
And Ralph Sutton plays Candlelights this way.
Thank you.
One of the first attempts at the orchestration of a Beiderbecke piece was made by Bunny Berrigan and his men. They took candlelights and expanded the arrangement for a small band. Bix's creative work did not stop after he wrote Candlelights. He and Bill Challis continued their working relationship. Challis noted the changes which occurred after In a Mist.
They changed, they began to change a little bit. He was beginning to think a little bit. It's rhythmical, a little bit on that part of the piano, like maybe a little bit like In a Mist. But they're shorter, and I think he was thinking more in terms of, and they're more pianistic, you might say, in that they're more arpeggios.
Bix's friend, pianist Paul Mertz, made a recording especially for this series. Bix followed Candlelights with a piece called Flashes, here played by Mr. Mertz.
Thank you.
The last of Beiderbecke's compositions for the piano was In the Dark. Bill Challis details the progress Bix had made in composition, particularly the orchestral effects he achieved in this piece.
That's right. And there's some orchestral effects that he gets there that, you know, he's thinking of an orchestral effect in this particular part right here, with the arpeggio, In the Dark. You can hear harps and strings and so forth on some Ravel passages, that you might say, the Ravel effects. Not in a strict Ravel, as classic and with all the ability that Ravel has, nothing like that. But in what it might have been an influence. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong about it, too. I think he was very original.
In the Dark is a short piece. Here, Jess Stacy plays it. In their exhaustive book on Bix and his work, Bugles for Beiderbecke, Charles Waring and George Garlick praise Stacy's interpretation of Bix's piano music as impeccable and definitive. In the Dark also invited musicians toward various treatments. The Thomas Talbert Orchestra featured Joe Wilder on trumpet for this recording of the tune. Thank you. Bill Challis did all the transcriptions of Beiderbecke's music. He included a piano arrangement of Davenport Blues. After Bix's death, Challis laboriously transcribed the blues from the recording made in 1925. He notes that the whole tone scale, of which Bix was to become very fond, appears on the record.
Oh, yes. In Davenport Blues, he had a break in Davenport Blues. It's his own composition. That was done with the whole tone scale and the whole tone scale harmony.
The restraint which had always characterized Bix's cornet style was not always evident in his piano music. These little pieces have inspired many interpretations. All of Bix's piano work was republished by the Robbins Company in 1938 in an attempt to capitalize on an outbreak of the recurrent Bix fever. This is Bix, a biographical series made possible through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Consultants for the series were John Steiner, along with Joseph Campbell and Philip Evans. Commentary was recorded by Frank Powers. Continuity was written by Mary Kay Fulton. Audio engineer, Michael J. McGuire. Bix was researched, produced, and directed by Jim Grover. This is Bill Utter speaking for Miami University Radio.
WMKV 89.3 FM, your home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all your favorite music from the 1920s through the 1940s, is proud to present another half-hour program from the historic documentary on one of the greatest legends of jazz, Bix Beiderbecke.